introduce a new housing locator service that Sussex County helped us sponsor. Several months ago, the Delaware State Housing Authority asked our office to partner with them and act on their advisory board for a new housing tool. On Friday, Ms. Nauman and I went to the launch of DelawareHousing.org. It was put on by the Delaware State Housing Authority and Governor Markell's office. It's DelawareHousingSearch.org is a one-stop free service that is designed to unite property owners, property providers with property seekers. Basically, anyone that has a rental property can advertise on this site for free, and the purpose is to get, just to make it easily accessible for people who need a place to rent. In just a few minutes, Ms. Bennett's gonna go over some of the details of the program.
Okay. Hi, everyone. To briefly summarize this website, it's basically, as Brad mentioned, a one-stop shop for people of all incomes and abilities in need of housing and resources related to housing. This site will contain market rate as well as publicly assisted housing. It's a real-time live online service powered by SocialServe, which is a nonprofit organization out of North Carolina. Delaware is actually the 33rd state to come on board with SocialServe to offer this type of service amongst other local jurisdictions as well. They have a support staff, which is a toll-free bilingual call center that's available Monday through Friday from 9 to 8 p.m. And the call center allows people even without internet service to access the resource. The support staff does a full search for them. We'll mail, fax, email the results to them. It's really a very consumer-driven resource. Listings are monitored by the support staff, the call center. They're, you know, monitored by HumanEyes for accuracy and fair housing compliance. And the support staff will actually contact and follow up with property owners to ensure that properties are active and fully updated on the site. And I think that there's even a process in place for landlord-tenant complaints and that sort of thing. And, you know, as we know that there are several locator services that are available, but this one has, in terms of homeownership opportunities, the houses that are listed are publicly assisted, so they are affordable. There are not actual market rate houses for purchase on here, just publicly assisted. But in terms of the rental units that are offered, they are market rate and publicly assisted, so you have sort of a one-stop shop for all rental units, which does not exist today. And right now, the website, I believe, has about 12,000 units across Delaware right now loaded. They're still actively working with landlords and housing authorities to upload different units. So we are, as Brad mentioned, a financial contributor, so we have our seal is on all of the marketing materials on the website, so we are very much a participant in the launch of this website. And we have access to data, so this resource allows housing authorities to really monitor what our constituents are searching for. So we could run reports to see what's, you know, most frequently requested or searched for and try to help accommodate that need. And as far as for local governments, what we can use it for is, you know, our NSP homes would be available to be used on this website. MPHU, when we get those, can be on their sites through the Delaware State Housing Authority's HDF fund will be offered on here. And then for property managers and landlords, it's free advertising, really. It's all free to use for property owners as well as housing seekers. So these listings that are on here are full profile. They have pictures. They have a full profile of everything that about these units. And I'll do a quick search for you to show that. Let me see real quick.
Randy will show. It's very simple, and they went over with this. Even if if a you know someone's new to this, they just call, they'll walk you through the process. You can get your, you can list your property by location. I think it lists them by the most expensive and then goes to the least expensive when you'll see a search come up.
I'll do a quick rental unit search. And you just, I mean, it's very user friendly. So all the sites are right here on the homepage. And we'll do a find a home to rent. And we can search all of Sussex County down here. And you can actually, what's a neat feature about this is you can actually find your, what based on your family's income, what you should be, what your affordable rental will be.
Just one of the options, you can search a particular neighborhood if you want to live somewhere near your parents or shopping or work. You can actually search it that way. It'll map out the properties kind of on a Google map, so you'll know right where they are for people who aren't familiar.
Okay, so for a family of two that makes about $40,000 a year, you know, the 30% of your gross monthly income that could be designated for housing is about $1,000. So that's sort of what we in the affordable housing arena like to consider being an affordable rental price. So that's sort of just to help you guide you in your search.
Is that you searched a year, $40,000, that's not $1,000.
That's your income a year.
It's your just
what,
your
what you can use for rent.
Per month is,
per
I'm
month.
Sorry.
Okay,
yes,
I was going to make
1,
sure it wasn't
sorry.
A per year.
Yes.
How much cheaper for me to move out?
Well, how many people makes $40,000? The average one?
No, two people. I say average income of two couples with no children or something like that.
I'm
right?
Saying $1,000
is the
annual.
Just gives you an idea.
Because the accessibility is really a huge emphasis on this website. The Social Serve has worked with groups across the country to determine what features should be listed in an accessible housing search. So, but you know, this ranges from no-step entries to grab bars to low counters to all kinds of stuff, and that helps to guide property owners to add that to this website so that people can easily find exactly what they need. So, just for a quick search in Sussex County for accessible parking and grab bars, just for example. There's a property, 200 Canterbury Lane in Bridgeville. And as I said, there's an entire listing of all the different features of this unit, as well as picture, you know, up to 10 pictures per property. So you can scroll through.
Sorry, it's hard. So let me ask you a quick question.
Yes,
so you did a search for something with grab bars?
Yes.
And we came up with
one
in all of Sussex County?
Yeah.
Well, and accessible parking. But, I mean, it's really you can enter in all different variations of things.
But still, just with those,
right.
That little bit of credit, all we could find was one unit or one apartment complex that had them. What was
one unit. But
one unit.
But this has just been launched on Friday. So
yes.
The social service has been actively, you know, engaging these landlords to add their units.
I'm reading on their site here, and it says some Delaware non-profits and government entities are eligible to list their homes. Can anybody list?
Anyone.
Anyone. See, that's the
So
part.
Yes, if
I
you
thought I had
for
to be
rental
a nonprofit or some government agency.
No, for rental units. So you know, especially with Sussex County and the new you know garage apartment, you know that can be listed on here. Anyone can go on here,
okay.
List it for free.
Even though the rent, say if I was had a one bedroom apartment, I was looking for two people, and I wanted $1,200 a month,
right.
I can exceed those. Backwards.
Yes, you can list you know anything on here, and it's. I think we don't really have listings for the beach properties because, you know, some of those are seasonal. These are, for the most part, annual rentals. So this ranges of all, you know, it's publicly assisted. You can list public housing, Section 8 vouchers on here, as well as market rate units.
So anybody
can list. Anybody.
Okay,
and it's
okay.
All
that's
free, yes.
That's
a regular,
not what I heard. I heard you say that all the properties are publicly assisted.
Yeah, the
properties.
Only ones that are, the only, if you list a property for sale, it has to be a certain type of house, like Habitat for Humanity or Milford Housing or moderately priced housing. but for rental, it's an open market.
Oh, so it is limited on sales, but not...
It's limited on the sale side, the rental side.
That's just affordable public housing for purchase, because the MLS, you know, system offers already, you know, a one-stop shop for purchase, but they don't always designate whether that's a publicly assisted unit. So, but for the market rate rental, or market and affordable rentals, this is the one place where we put this. So, just for...
Let's just do it.
But if somebody has a house out there that's, and they want to get, make it available to government-assisted type of things, where would they go to the housing people and fill out some forms that they could then qualify their house?
No, the property owners can do this all right on this website. So it's really a fast process. You can upload pictures and just
sort of
click check boxes what's available for that unit. So I just entered in a search for zip code, and there's five properties under the Lewis zip code for now. So you can sort of see, sometimes they designate whether median income or certain income levels are required, but you know, if it's a market rate, that certainly wouldn't be a guideline. So there's any sort of search is really available here. And they do a map, so you can see.
Right now there's 12,000 properties listed on this system. Like I said, it just started Friday, so it's new to Sussex County. We'll get it out to as many people as we can, and we're hoping that this would help today.
Yeah. So this is sort of our role as a sponsor in this, is to kind of come here and introduce you all to this, as well as getting it out there to all property owners in the county, because we want... I really think, you know, we've always heard that there's a shortage of affordable rental units, and I think this will allow us to really see what's out there and have one place where people can go and search for it. So this is sort of just they have resources on here, moving tools, calculating how much it's going to cost you to move. I mean, they have everything on this website. So I don't know if you have any other questions, but this is just a bit of an introduction and...
And it's also highly monitored. So if you were to list a property and you just keep listing it, they'll actually call you and make sure it's still available. They have like a very scheduled system. Like if they haven't heard from you in 8 days, someone's going to call you and say, is it still listed? And if not, they'll take it back off. But it's very closely monitored by this organization.
Mm-hmm. Questions of council?
No.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Steve Hudson.
Mr. Hudson.
Mr. Steve Hudson.
Okay. Did you? I'm sorry. I missed that. I'm sorry.
Good morning.
I stand to be corrected. Mr. President, I stand corrected.
Good morning.
We'll get testy.
I bring before you this morning a requested lease amendment with AT&T. They are a cell provider that we have an agreement with. They have equipment located on our Dewey Beach water tower site. The original lease was granted in 2009, and the requested amendment allows for the use of three additional positions and required cabling on the tower corral system. Sussex County would benefit from an additional $400 per month fee for the additional positions and the enhanced AT&T cell phone coverage, which would improve our 911 call system.
So it improves their service as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
A motion, sir.
Yes. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council approves lease amendment number one with New Singular Wireless PCS LLC by AT&T Mobility for the placement of additional communications equipment on the Dewey Beach Water Tower at the lease rates and positions stipulated in the agreement.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second,
Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion?
Would this be a 20-year commitment? Basically, I see 4 or 5 year, or whatever. Four times five is 20. Yeah. In other words, when we go into this lease, right, it says it expires 2019. 2014, does this, anyway, 4 or 5 year renewal period? So these terms, the rent increases of 3% per year will be for the next 20 years if they keep renewing leases, right? So
yes.
Or we can choose not to renew at the end of each 5 year period.
Oh, we.
Okay. Either party can void the lease with proper notice prior to the end of the 5 year
period. Okay, I didn't read. Okay.
And 3%, right?
Do we already have others on the tower?
Yes, we presently have Sprint, Verizon, and we're working on an agreement with T-Mobile.
Kind of looks like a CIA.
You're very busy.
But it is. Any more questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. John Ashman.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. I'm here before you today to request permission for Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for an expansion of the Millville Sanitary Sewer District to include approximately 82 parcels, more or less. The parcels are located along State Route 26 or Atlantic Avenue and are contiguous to our existing district. This dark blue line is our existing Millville district. The area highlighted in yellow is along Route 26. This would be St. George's Church, Hocker Store, Hudson's General Store. The primary reason for this request is that Delaware Department of Transportation has identified the Route 26 corridor from St. George's Church to the canal for widening and improvements. And in order to be proactive, the engineering department would like to complete our mainline regional work in the area prior to the DelDOT disturbances. We need to begin working on the installation of the gravity lines and force main in what we're calling a phase three of Route 26 before DelDOT gets in there to do the widening process. Once DelDOT gets in there, we've been told that it would probably be approximately 5 years before we could do any work in that stretch of road once they've completed it. We've been coordinating with DelDOT on their plans for Route 26. We've incorporated their realignment of the St. George's Church intersection and various other intersections. And the expansion will be approximately 335 acres, and the parcels would be responsible for system connection charges of $6,164 per EDU. And there will be a public hearing scheduled if this passes, possibly in January.
Okay, it looks like, John, you took in the entirety of most parcels, or is that not true?
We did take in the entirety of any parcel that fronted on Route 26. That's why you see this large area back in here that's not contiguous, but it is fronting Route 26 in this area.
Now, BB Hospitals, where were they? Weren't they trying to locate somewhere? No, that one I think is...
This hockey stick, BB Medical Center.
I think they canceled that one, didn't they?
They've been working with the Millville by the Sea area. We have it on our schedule to contact them to make sure that they haven't completed anything.
Okay. Where is that? Is that location that they're... the new location, not the old one. The new one with Millville by the Sea, is it already in a sewer district?
It is in a sewer district. The problem is...
They got to wait till developers get it out to them or something, right?
I believe that's what they're waiting for at this point in time.
It's because we went through fields instead of following roads. Anyway, if somebody, I know in the past, when we do these sewer districts, Mike, it just seems that some people are getting held hostage because they got to wait till some developer does something to, you know, so it gets down the road a little bit. If somebody along that line, I mean, we're going to run the line, right?
We're going to run the line, correct.
Okay. And it'll be an active line. So somebody down by Clarksville Church could hook in immediately, but now big vacant parcels don't have to hook up or anything, right? You're just going to leave laterals?
Well, yeah. Any improvements, any houses or businesses in this, if we establish it as a sewer district,
right.
Any existing homes or businesses would be required to connect. Obviously, if it's a vacant parcel, then there's nothing to connect.
Or just paying front footage charges or something.
That's correct.
Okay. So then when, like, a large parcel, if they decide to develop and we bring them in and then we run lines on it. Okay. Okay.
It will be fully operational. There will be a pump station. It looks like it may slide down this way a little bit on some Deldot property. And it will temporary force main into our existing line in Millville, but we are making a connection point where we can drop it down Roxana Road in the future.
Our idea here is twofold. One, we know if we wait until after the Deldot improvements, the cost of installing the lines would be astronomical. And two, if we can fold this into Deldot's project, actually have it installed as part of Deldot's project, there's some cost savings there for the project. And we should also mention we've been contacted by Blackwater Village, which is further out, 26. They have some interest in SOAR. They're quarter acre lots with individual septics, individual wells. They have some interest. So there's, a benefit to that project as well if it becomes reality. So it just seems to make sense to move forward.
Okay.
More questions of council?
No.
And our facility has adequate capacity to handle all that.
Yes, it's all within the South Coastal Planning Area,
Scruff.
So we have capacity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rice, we have a motion?
I do have a motion. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the Millville Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels primarily along Atlantic Avenue, State Route 26, from St. George's Church to Bethany Crest, as presented on October 2nd, 2012.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mrs. Webb, grant requests.
Thank you. First one, BB Medical Foundation for their annual ball.
Well, I asked Mrs. Webb about what we did last time, and she said that we had taken, I think it was $220 from each council account.
Yes, for a total of $1,100.
So if we did it last year, I would like to make a motion we repeat that.
Repeat.
To grant $225 from each council. BB Medical Foundation for their 25th annual BB Hospital Ball.
They're not in my district.
We buy a table.
Correct.
Right.
That's correct.
I'll make that motion. Second.
We have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
That's Mrs. Deaver's district, George's.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Getting sick now, just come visit. Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
No.
Oh, man. I'll vote yes, motion carried. Next.
Town of Georgetown for the Mayor's Return Day reception.
I'm not going to give anything.
And we did
Return Day.
I'm not
giving $2,000.
Make Sam give it all.
$400 each for $2,000.
$400 each for a total of $2,000. Motion, Mr. Phillips, second. Mr. Wilson, to grant $2,000 to Town of Georgetown to help with the Mayor's Return Day reception. That's $400 each councilmatic grant. Total $2,000. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Sam, I'm going to vote yes.
Mr. Cole.
She buried the hatchet. Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Introduction, proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are several. First one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office use to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.03 acres more or less. It's tax map ID 3-34-1-7.01, and it is District 3.
Mm-hmm. I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
Okay, the second one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for the relocation of the access easement to the proposed borrow pit, CU-1897, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.1571 acres more or less. It is tax map ID 1-34-7-186, and it is District 4.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips introduced it.
And then the last one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 8.25 acres more or less, and it's for District 5.
Mr.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips introduces it.
And that is all, Mr. President.
Additional business brought before council. Chip indicates there is none. Anything made by council? Hearing none, we'll take a motion for executive session for pending potential litigation. Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. We'll now go into executive session for pending and potential litigation.